has joined. Has joined.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Today's class is the continuation of the study of the Sefer Shoftim, the Book of Judges. We are beginning chapter 4 today. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. On row 6, the third column from the left, that opens up the landing page of all of the parashas. Towards the bottom, you will find a book of Shoftim, Sefer Shoftim, and please click on chapter 4. When that opens up, click on the link at the top that will open up the Machon Mamre for the Sefer Judges, and scroll down to chapter 4. And that is where we will begin. We will start with the L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud, Kudsha Barichu, Ishkinte, Bidhilu, Urchimu, Uthilu, Uthilu, Urchimu, Le'afta, L'Shem Yudhe, Bavavhe, B'Yehuda, Shalim, B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayahino Amadunai Elohino Alena Maseya Dana Kunane Alena Maseya Dana Kunanehu. Vayo Sifu Bene Israel La Asot Hara Vainai Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Wehud Met. And the children of Israel again did that which was evil in the sight of Hashem when Ehud was dead. This seems to be a little bit strange in the structure of the verse. Normally, people would say, when Ehud was dead, the children of Israel again did what was evil in the sight of Hashem. Why it's structured in the opposite order, I'm not sure. Perhaps to start with the letter Vav, which is a connecting letter, and meaning that it's connecting back to chapter 3. That's just one of many reasons that it could be. There are 9 words in this verse. We know the 9 is either connected to Yesod or connected to Chachma, depending on which direction you're going when you climb the tree of life. You could climb up or climb down. There are 37 letters. The number 37, as we've discussed many times, connects to the concealed energy of Bina. And so it would be a connection to Chachma from the words. But it's essentially unifying Chachma based on words and Bina based on letters. Verse 2. Vayim kerem Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo Adyavin Melech Kena'an Asher Malach Bechatzotzor Wisar Tevao Isra v'hu yoshev v'acharoshet ha-joim. And Hashem gave them over into the hand of Yabin, the king of Canaan, that reigned in Chatzor, the captain of whose host was Sisera, who dwelt in Haroshet Goyim. The word Baharoshet Hajoim is somewhat of an interesting location. If you parse the word, the bet at the beginning of the word is an indication of a connection to the word in. In a location. I live in Los Angeles. I live in Atlanta. So we understand that. And because of the vowel being the line, it's an indication that there's a connection to the hay that has been dropped. So it should be Baha Charoset. But therefore, it's the location, Haroshet Hajoim. But if we parse the letters, you take the Charoshet is spelled Chet Resh Shin Taf. If you take the first letter and the last letter, it spells the word Chet, which is a Shoresh in Aramaic for sin. The other two letters, lacking the Vav between them, but utilizing the vowel as if the Vav was there, spells the word Rosh, which means the head. Hajoim is a connection to stranger or convert, but it's in this particular sense, it's a stranger. And so the location is really saying the sins of the head of the strangers. There are 16 words, which we know connects to the sharing energy of Hashem's name, the Yud and the Vav. And 65 letters connects to the name of God, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, connecting to Malchut. The third verse.
Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael el Adonai yo he wahe adanu yo yo ahe da wanu heyo kitesha meot rechel barcelo wehu lachat et bene Israel echaska esrim shana. Space for the light of Hashem. And the children of Israel cried unto the Hashem, for he had 900 chariots of iron, and 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. And 19 words. We know that the number 19 connects to the number of years in the Hebrew calendar cycle. Also, 19 is the number of sephirot in the male and female relationships of a marriage.
And 68 letters connects to the word Chaim with its gematria of 68. And Chaim means life or lives. So there's a hint in this verse that life comes from marriages.
life comes from the unity of the males and the females. Now, what does that have to do with the name of the king, Yabin? Yabin has a gematria of 72, which we know it connects to the 72 names of God, which are the attributes that's been gifted to the children of Israel to control the physical world. So you're seeing a lot of connections here through the energy of the Malchut. Fourth verse. Udvora or Udvora Isha Nevia Eshet Lapidot Ishifta Et Yisrael Beat Beit Ha'i. Now Devorah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidot, she judged Israel at that time. There are 11 words. The number 11 connects to the 10 Sephirot plus the negative system. The number 11 connects to the totality of creation. It also connects to the Ketoret, which brings us closer to Hashem. The number 44 connects to the word dam in Hebrew, which means blood. But if we add a kolel, it becomes 45, and 45 is the gematria of Hashem's name when spelled out at the level of Zeronkin. Now, Devorah, being a prophetess, represents Malchut because she is a woman, not because of she's a prophetess. The name Lapidot has a gematria of 530, which is about teaching the five worlds. Now, the fact that Devorah is a prophetess and that she is a judge, there's also a relationship to the idea of her husband. Together they are a united soul. The word lapidote, I'm not sure what the meanings are. I have not parsed the word. But the gematria 530 connects to the concept of a garden because it's 53 times 10. 10 is the 10 sephirot. 53 is spelled Gimel Dalet, excuse me, Gimel Nun, which spells the Hebrew word gan, meaning a garden. Now, it's not spelling out the name Eden, but there is a connection between Lapidot and the Garden of Eden, between the marriage of Devorah as the wife of Lapidot, connecting to the Garden of Eden, and also what being drawn closer to Hashem. The fifth verse. Wehi Yoshevet Tahat Tomer Devora Bain Harama Uvain Beit El Behar Ephraim Wayalu Eleha Bene Israel La Mishpat. And she sat under the palm tree of Devorah, between Ramah and Bethel, in the hill country of Ephraim. And the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. There are 17 words in verse 5. And we know the number 17 connects to goodness, to Tov. There are 66 letters I'm not sure what the number 66 connects to, but with the Olel, it becomes 67, and 67 is the gematria of Bina. The word Harama, which is the definitive article of Rama, it's connecting to the elevation of the physical world. It's also, with the gematria of 250, connecting to the word Ner, a candle, representing the light of a Hashem. Sixth verse. Watishla, watikra, levara, Naphtali Watomer Elav Haloti Wadonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Elohe Yisrael Lech Umashaka Beharta Vor Velakaka Imcha Aseret Alafim Ish Mi Bnei Naphtali Ume Bnei Zevulun. And she sent and called Barak, the son of Abinoam, out of Kedesh Naphtali, and said unto him, Has not Hashem, the God of Israel, commanded, saying, Go and draw toward Mount Tabor, and take with thee 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali and of the children of Zebulun.
Okay.
We're getting a little bit of background noise, so please mute your phone. Twenty-seven words connects to all of the energy of the Hebrew alphabet, including the final letters. So there is a connection to this from this verse. To the Mashiach, because the final letters always relate to the Mashiach. And that's essentially the difference between a number 22 and a number 27. 22 connects to the energy of the vessel, all of the creative items, created things, including people. 27 is the same energy, but also connected to the final end of days, to the time of Mashiach. Sometimes to the birth pangs of Mashiach, and sometimes to after the coming of Mashiach. There are 112 letters. 112 letters connects to the unity of a lot of different sephirot. It connects to the unity of Bina with Zeranpin with Malchut. It connects with Elohim connecting to Hashem. And it connects to the names of Adonai, Hashem, and Ephiah. A lot of unification in this verse number 6. Now, the phrasing of the verse is interesting as well, because Devorah, the prophetess, calls for Barak, and when he comes to her, she says this verse, she doesn't say, Hashem told us, commanded us, go and draw toward Mount Tabor and take these soldiers from Naphtali and Zebulun. No, she says it in the negative. Has not Hashem told us this? And when you understand the relationships of the unifications that I just mentioned, the negative makes sense for it to be said in the negative. But is Barak another name for Lapido, or is this two different people? Now, Libarak, Lamed Bet, Resh Kuf. Can be parsed into the heart, Lev, and the car, the cold. So it would imply that Barak has a cold heart. But it would probably be in the context of relative to Devorah, who is as a prophetess would very much be connected to the right column. And would be considered a loving heart by virtue of being a prophetess. The seventh verse. Uma shachti elecha el nachal kishon et sisra tzar tzvayavin ve'et richbo ve'et Amono untatihu biyadecha. And I will draw unto thee to the brook Kishon Sisera, the captain of Yabin's army, with his chariots and his multitude, and I will deliver him into thy hand. So who do you think is speaking here? Is it Devorah speaking for herself that she is going to draw Sisera to this location and deliver them? Or is it obviously Hashem speaking? And there are 16 words. We know the number 16 is the Yud and the Vav, representing the sharing consciousness, the sharing energy of Hashem's name. And 52 letters is the number connected to Malchut through the spelling out of Hashem's name. So this verse is really an excellent verse to use as a repetitive phrase for a connection to Hashem, because all of the particular gematriot, the numbers of the words, the letters, so much as it is involved here, making a connection to Hashem, helping you to cleave to Hashem. That's my opinion. The eighth verse. Vayomer Eileha Barak Im Telki Mi Vehalati Veim Lo Telki Mi Lo Eilech. And Barak said to her, if thou will go with me, then I will go, but if thou will not go with me, I will not go. This is an interesting statement, and the sages discuss how weak it appears that Barak is, that he has no faith and no certainty in Hashem, and he needs her to come with him. Which again leads us to the question, is Barak her husband or a fighting man that she is called to be her captain, meaning the captain of the children of Israel's army. And there are 13 words connecting to the word Echad, which is oneness and unity. Letters connects to the word dam, meaning blood. So is this implying that there's a judgment on Barak for being weak and not asking this prophetess to go with him rather than being certain in Hashem? I don't remember the story to that detail that I could say yes it is or no it isn't. I'm just asking the question. the ninth verse. Watomer halo elech imach efes kilo tihie tifartecha al haderech asher ata hole ki biad aisha imkor adonai yo he wahe adanu yo Yo Ahida Wanu Heyo Et Sisra Latakam Devora Latelech Imbarach Tadsha Gedsha. And she said, I will surely go with thee, notwithstanding the journey that thou shalt take. That thou takes shall not be for thy honor, for Hashem will give Sisera over into the hand of a woman. And Devorah arose and went with Barak to Kedesh. There are 27 words. We've talked about 27 repeatedly today. If I counted these letters right, it's 92. Let me double check that. Yes, it's correct. 92 letters. 92 is the basically the gematria of 91 plus the kolel. We know what 91 is, the unity of the spiritual with the physical. But 92 is also considered the same energy as the unification of the physical with the spiritual. But we see here that Devorah is prophesying that because she is going with him, because Barak did not have certainty that Hashem was involved, or it could have been that he didn't have certainty in her prophecy. But in any event, his lack of certainty means that whatever happens was not going to be for his honor, but that Sisera was going to be taken by a woman. At this point, we would think that the woman is going to be Devorah, but we know also that that's not the case. So we are going to stop here for today. Does anyone have any questions or comments or thoughts? May you all have a beautiful afternoon and evening. We have two more classes, a Deep Zohar and a Tikkuni Zohar. Bid you all Shalom Gadol. Much peace and serenity in your lives. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom. Thank you. Shalom.
Thank you all.